Governor Newsom's new budget plan calls for a break for California drivers by suggesting the gas tax be put on hold. Now, if approved, the state would delay an annual increase in the fuel tax that was set for July 1st, but it would resume next year. And for more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Severin Borenstein, the faculty director at the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business and a member of the California Independent System Operator Board of Governors. Severin, thank you for your time this evening. It seems like a decision that is politically popular, but is it the correct decision?
Well, it's probably not going to make a big difference one way or the other. What the governor is proposing is suspending the increase that would go into effect on July 1st, which is a technical adjustment that happens every July 1st based on what's happened to the price of gasoline. This year it would go up a few cents, we're talking about a few cents here. I think that it is signaling that he understands that gasoline is a real concern and would like to do something to help the lower income customers. I don't think that this is really making much difference, though, for anyone in the state. And in general, cutting back on gas taxes when we have high oil prices, which is what the main reason gasoline is so expensive, is not a great idea. Where it's not clear how much of that would even get through to the consumers. And we need those gas taxes for roads, for environmental programs, for a number of other things.
So what would make a real difference when it comes to the price of a gallon of gas?
Well, I mean, this is part of the problem. There's not much that the governor of California can do to change the price of gasoline. The biggest factor, the main thing that has driven up gas prices over the last year is crude oil prices have come up. And that's basically due to good news, which is the world economy has picked up from the depths of the pandemic in 2020. Now, I think we do have to keep this in perspective. Gasoline prices are much higher than they were a year ago. But if you look back, adjusted for inflation over the last 20 years, they're about average. And if you actually ask, well, how many hours of work does it take to buy a tank full of gas? That's actually gone down slightly over the last 20 years. So gasoline, and if you look at the share of income people spend on gasoline, that's gone down. So gasoline is really not the thing that's hurting people in California, certainly not compared to the price of housing.
And when we talk about this potential recess that the governor is calling for, you're saying it would just be cents on the gallon for most drivers out there, but it would add up to about $523 million, according to AAA. Where could we spend that $523 million maybe more effectively?
Well, I think that we would keep it in our pockets and we could spend it on whatever we want. The problem is it would create a revenue shortfall of that amount for the state and for the many buckets that are funded through the gas tax. So we would either have to make that up through other revenue sources or we would have to cut back on spending. Now, part of this is because we have such a huge budget surplus, because particularly the more affluent people in California have done great over the last year and a half, and the income taxes are way up. So in some ways, I think this makes sense. It's rebalancing a little bit away from collecting revenues through gas taxes and more towards income taxes, because income tax revenues are just way up.
Severin Borenstein, always appreciate it. Faculty Director at the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business.